Thank you very much. What's your name again?
Tony.
Tony. I was talking to him this morning. Shame. And I forgot your name, Tony. I haven't forgotten the name of the guy sitting next to you. Gorgeous, as ever. You're gorgeous too, you know, Mr. McBride. I'm not leaving you out of this discussion. All the guys that are here today, give yourselves a pat on the back. We couldn't do anything without yous. We couldn't populate Australia without yous. That's what health's all about, isn't it? Yeah, that's what I am. I don't like calling myself TO, like traditional owner, because we don't own nothing. We don't own anything. We just live on the land that our ancestors left their footprints. And I sort of discourage anybody who calls themselves TOs, because unless they've got the biggest native title ship all over the place in Australia, then maybe they can. But at the end of the day, I'm a person that my ancestors have given me the right to be here, to walk on their footprints, and to make sure that I carry on that journey for my family as well. So, and I really want to thank each and every one of you that are here today, because the work that you're doing is making sure that our footprints will be looked after for generations to come, because this is what Health Alliance is all about. And I do know that Ken's been in part of Health now since the beginning of time, and we were very privileged when he did come over here to work in New South Wales, where lots of health programs were set up and still going, and he's still going because he's doing the hard yakka now, and hopefully things will, from today, will float down onto the ground, and we'll have a better perspective and make do what our generation can give to the next generation. I'm a Ngambri woman of the Ngunnawal speaking. I have 4 children, 12 grandchildren, and 6 great-grandchildren. I own a dog and an axolotl. He looks like a little shark. But I just wanted to thank Leanne and her group, always doing what the protocols do for welcomes by calling on myself. And I really appreciate that, Leanne, and on all the group over there working in Deakin. And I want to thank all the ladies that are here today. You look absolutely well, and you all have jobs to do. And this is what we're all about today too, is keeping ourselves online, in line, to make sure that the future of our generations of children can come through with better health perspectives than what we're seeing on the TV every night. And it is sad when we do see those things on TV, you know, about the drug taking, the car chases, all the things that really, in my time growing up, it was very, you know, that sort of knowledge wasn't around to go out and do some of the things. First of all, we didn't have a car, we had oars and carts, so there you go. But at the end of the day, if we're not looking after our future, and this is what I keep saying all the time, Australia is one of the unluckiest countries in the world. There's no such thing as Aussies are the lucky country. We're not lucky. We just get by. And we can't keep blaming others for the health and well-being of our people. We've got to get in there and do it, just like you did, Ken. You did that in New South Wales, and that Aboriginal organisations that you were down there with, still going. The Redfern Aboriginal Medical Service started in 71. Aboriginal Legal Service started off in the same time. 72 was the Tent Embassy. So, you know, that chronology of everything that happened in New South Wales, you know, drifted over here. And it was good to see that, and to know that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people came from all parts of Australia to rejoice in hoping that we could have a better future when those things were happening. But things do fall down by the way, and we can pick that up. There's no such thing as you can't do it, because you can. And that's why each and every one of you can make that future and the journey for others of our generation and the next generation. I hope you enjoy this land of my ancestors, because it's a beautiful country. If ever you want to go out hiking or doing anything like that, a walk in the bush and a walk around the rivers. By the way, the lake is man-made, so it was man-made, but it was thought up by an American, which is, you know, another thing that we all got to get over. I can't get over it, but someone might. But at the end of the day, we got to stop relying on other big countries around the world to look after our problems. Because at the end of the day, we got all their problems coming over to us, and we've got to be there to help them as well. So thank you very much for being here today, and to all my Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander friends that are here today, because that's a future that I see when you see people who are working in those types of work, that we can move on and get things done. Tony McBride, you've got a big job ahead of you today here, and I really appreciate you being here for this day, and thank you so much, Ken. I really appreciate it that I can see you once in a blue moon, and it's good to see you. I love him though, but the trouble is he knows it, and these beautiful ladies that are here and all the other ladies, we can move along and get things done in our country, no matter what, it's in our way. A woman can push through anything if she can push through a baby, mate. So, you know, I can't say that about the guys, but anyway, as I said before, they're part and parcel of our life. And thank you very much, Leanne, for having me here today. And Gordon, if you see him, to give him my regards. And I hope you don't mind, but I'll duck out when morning tea comes, because I'd like to hear some of the, or even longer, to hear some of the talk that's been happening. So thank you very much. Enjoy this beautiful country of my ancestors, Black Harry, and and with the greatest respect that I have for all of you, have a great day and enjoy this land.